Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, 3 p.m. Roll call, Danielle, please.
Roy Davis.
Here.
Richard Heath.
Here.
Joe Spear.
Here.
Sharon Hartung.
Here.
Ken Range.
Here.
Al Cornell.
Here. This thing is going crazy.
Richard Contestable. Thomas Bean.
Kimmy, they're not here.
Tom Bean, are you out there? Tom Bean. Rick Contestable, are you there? Rick Contestable, are you there?
They're not here, Danielle.
Remind them to make sure they're unmuted.
To mute and unmute yourself to speak, you push star six. Is Tom or Richard there?
Tom Bean, Rick Contestable, are either of you there?
I got a thing there.
Going to go to the Ducks games this year. I never been to the Civil War game. I've been to all the others, so I used to go all the time.
There's like a lot of people there.
Oh yeah, huh?
They all laying there.
Did you get good seats? Or did your dad put you up on top of the nosebleeds and everything? Pretty good seats, I think. Oh, that's all right. There are actually no bad seats in Austin Stadium.
Everybody can hear
it. That's all right. We're having a conversation.
All right, Roy, just proceed forward. They're not there.
Okay. Okay, we're going to vote for the Budget Committee President. Do we have any nominees?
I nominate Al Cornell.
I second that. Al Cornell, will you accept if we vote you in for the Budget Committee President?
I accept it.
Okay, we're going to take a vote. Danielle?
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Richard Heath?
Yes.
Joe Spear?
Yes.
Sharon Hartung?
Yes.
Ken Range?
Yes.
Al Cornell?
Yes.
Thank you for that, Al. Okay, we're going to receive the budget message.
All right, you ready for the budget message?
Yes.
All right, does the Budget Committee have any questions on the budget message?
Gary, this is Richard.
Yep.
I just want the record to reflect that the budget you're presenting us is adjusted for the loss of revenue since we've been shut down by COVID-19. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We made adjustment to the RV park resources. We took about 20% off from our original plan for income because of the COVID-19. And we also adjusted our workforce.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any further comments from any of the committee members? Joe Spears?
No.
Ken Range?
No.
Sharon Hartung?
No.
Richard, any further questions?
No questions.
Al Cornell, any questions on the budget message?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're on.
It seems that the general fund has to be altered with all kinds of projects that were in place. I'm not an accountant, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm saying that the money coming in is not going to support the plans that you have identified in the general fund.
Okay, so some of the projects are being funded by FEMA. So that's so we have FEMA money coming in. Some projects are being funded by loans, which is indicated. And then we have smaller projects, basically maintenance and repairs, and that's in our maintenance and repair monies. So on Schedule D or Schedule E, I think it is, has what we're looking at for repairs and maintenance projects for the next budget cycle. So we do have money accounted for all these projects in our budget. I don't know if I answered your question or not.
So what are your major modifications to the budget?
I'm not sure if I know what your question is.
Since you have a reduced income, what are your major differences that you have in this budget right now that are on the budget, the general fund, say?
The major differences is our workforce. So our workforce got trimmed down from 13 employees down to 8. So that's a significant reduction of expenses. So and also the other expenses, we're just doing less projects, less dock work and less maintenance at the port. So that's the differences that we got. And the budget does balance from the FEMA projects to the income that we think we're going to get. It's a balanced budget.
Okay. Does anybody else have a comment to make?
I'm going to check here, Al, just a little roll call here. Is Tom Bean or Richard Contestable here? Negative. Okay. Thank you, Al. Carry on, Al.
Okay. He's not muted.
Unmute yourself, Al.
Does anybody else have a comment about the budget?
Unmute yourself, Al.
Okay. As far as the budget committee is concerned, if there's no major alterations, can we pass a motion to approve the budget?
Get it.
So Al, are you looking for a motion here?
Well, I just presented one. I wanted to present, you know, to approve the budget.
Okay, I'll make a motion. I move that the Budget Committee approve the proposed budget as presented for the Port of Brookings Harbor 2020-2021 fiscal year.
Okay. Ken Rain has got a second on that. Danielle, roll call, please.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. The budget has been approved.
Hey, Roy.
Or Al,
you're the chairman. We should
approve the tax rate for the port. The simple motion is I move that the Budget Committee approve the tax rate of 0.1316 per $1,000 upon the assessed value of taxable property within the district for the next year, 2020-2021. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Okay, with that all being said, we're going to adjourn this meeting.
Can I make a comment, Roy?
Roy, hold on for one. This is Travis. Real fast, we need to just make sure that there's nobody else on the line or make sure that there's no other public comments that anybody has with the budget or any of the motions that we've made. We kind of jumped ahead a little bit, but I think we need to give everybody an opportunity for public comments right now about the motions that were just made.
Absolutely, Travis. Are there any questions? Are there any comments from anybody online? That'd be negative.
Thank you.
Thank you, Travis, very much. All right, this meeting is adjourned at 3:12 p.m., 2020, May 12th.